Keep listening for your chance to win stuff, because we're always giving away stuff here at WCDL. Sometimes I like to try to see if I can give away some of Craig's office furniture and see if he notices when he comes in. Oh, well, let's see. You're here. Did you notice?
Where's my credenza?
A credenza?
Is that what it's called?
What is a credenza?
I don't really know.
What is it? Is a fancy word for like cabinet. Armoire. I love that one. Armoire.
Shirley, what's a credenza?
Credenza, isn't that like a big buildup by the orchestra at the end? That's a cadenza.
That's a cadenza.
Yeah, I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure, really.
It's a piece of furniture. What is it like? What does it look like? One of them's yelling, this thing on my desk is a credenza.
The thing on your desk. Well, you
can't fit a credenza on your desk.
Well, not
what's a credenza?
What is a credenza?
Oh, like a small... small piece of furniture. She's busy. She's
a small piece of... What kind of furniture? Does it hold stuff? Is it like is it the inbox? What is it?
I said yes.
Ask five questions to get... Yeah.
Yeah. It's all of those things.
It's a cabinet. It's a broom. It's all of those things
cabinet,
at once.
She said. It's a multi-purpose cabinet.
Is it like an armoire?
And what's the deal with the great room?
The what room?
You know what I'm talking about? You probably don't even know this, and I didn't know until a little while ago.
All right, explain.
There's a room in the house that people call, not every house necessarily, the great room.
Does that mean the bathroom, or is it the bedroom?
Or
is
the
it,
best room in the house?
Wouldn't that be the living room? The
what
living
is that
room?
All about, Shirley? Sure, you've heard of the great room, right?
The best room.
What does that mean? Shirley, and why do they put plastic on couches?
Oh, they still do that?
Your mother probably still does that.
No, no, my mother doesn't have that.
Don't sit on that. You'll get it dirty. All right, we'll sit on the plastic.
Actually, we never had that, but my grandfather
had that.
My grandfather had that stuff over there. Hey, you're going to get stuff on the couch.
No, but in a house, he called it, this is our great room. And I'm like, what makes it so great?
I've heard of the foyer and the parlor.
Yeah. No, but there's a room called the great room, and I think it's where you hang out, almost like a family room, maybe.
Or family room. Okay,
right,
I've heard that. Rec room, living room.
Yeah, I don't know. But great room is a thing. I'm not just making this up.
That sounds like a pile of crap.
But no,
to
I want to know why. I bet Shirley had. Do you have plastic on your couch, Shirley? Seriously, when you were young? You did not? Oh, she did
she
not.
She never had.
My mother did, I'll admit it. And you sat on it, and it was like, this is as uncomfortable as it gets.
Oh, and it gets nice and hot as well in the summertime.
Yes, in the summertime, you stick to it.
When you stick to it, and you ripped off layers of skin on the back of your legs. Did that at my grandfather's house.
That's when my
come over here, kid. You're always bleeding.
That's when...
You know, because you get up off the couch, you ripped all that skin off, and the back of your legs are bleeding.
That's when my mom finally decided to take the plastic off the couch, when I had to go to the hospital, and they thought it was like third-degree burns. Seriously, if people think we're kidding around, people would put plastic on couches.
Oh, I know. Friends of mine had that back in the 60s and 70s.
And when you get up here...
Right, exactly.
You know?
And it's just, it's just as uncomfortable as can be.
It was. It was very uncomfortable. But, hey, those couches stayed clean new.
Yeah. And then those plastic pieces filled up the landfills everywhere.
Well, that's when you kept a couch forever, I guess. The same couch, right?
But where are those couches now, huh? Where are they?
In the great room.
Where? Yeah. No, they're not anywhere. Those couches are all gone. Because why? They went out of style.
No, that's where the antique shops come in.
Do they have any with the plastic on them in the antique shops?
I don't know
shops?
About the plastic on it, but they have the couch that was underneath the plastic.
The
I'm
plastics
sure.
would all be antique now as well.
It would be, you know,
but remember how they
yellow.
They turned yellow and they broke apart. And then, of course, where they broke apart is where you spilled your 64 ounce big gulp anyway.
Exactly.
So it just ruined everything.
No big gulps allowed on the if furniture's being covered with plastic. You don't drink big gulps on it.
Well, no, that's exactly where you drink the big gulp. You got the plastic covering, but then you didn't realize there was a slit in it where it had cracked.
But then there's a stream. If you spill on the plastic, you've got the water or drink or whatever, it's flowing.
Yeah.
You know, down the plastic. With a couch, you just sucks it in and it's over. Cover it with a pillow, you're all set.
The foam gets hard and that's that.
we're okay. It smells like cranberry juice in here. You know? So,
oh man!
So you either go for the running stream, or you go for the couch that soaks it up.
The great room,
the
please.
Great room. Seriously,
I've never heard that.
But not like, oh, isn't this room great? I don't think. I don't think it meant that. I just know the first time I heard it, I said, is that really a room? What do you mean?
But see,
it's just a great room.
I agree with you on the plastic, but I don't understand the disdain that people have for the wood paneling on the walls.
Yeah, that's another thing.
You know what I like about
that? Well, that was in style in the 70s,
I know, but you know what's great about that? You put it up there, and you never have to bother with it again. It's beautiful. You don't have to paint it. You don't hang paper on it that peels off. Nonsense. You nail it up, you're done.
And let me tell you something
else. Stays there for 100 years.
I got something else for you
here. I like that.
For those people.
It's called serviceable.
Yes. Well, for those people that say, oh, yeah, you could paint over it. No, you can't. You can't paint on paneling.
It doesn't work.
Oh, well, they have that stuff, that bull poop. Okay? Seriously, because I painted over paneling in the current home instead of ripping it out and having it cost more.
See all the bother? You should have just left the paneling.
It lasted a while, but now
starting
as
to
the
come
paint,
away, isn't it?
It comes away. The paneling almost deters the paint.
Because remember, the paneling had some sort of veneer over it that you're not supposed to paint over.
Right, but today...
But Moron Boy apparently still decided to do that.
No. Today they have these special paints to paint on things like paneling.
You know what? Just leave the paneling alone. It's fine.
I think I put like 40 coats of... What's that stuff before the paint?
Primer. Mm-hmm.
Didn't make a difference.
No.
You know, and now they got the paint and primer in one.
Yes. I've been using some of that.
Does it work real well?
Yeah.
How does that work?
It works on plastic. I've got these plastic pieces, as you know... I'm an aficionado of antique automobiles.
Yes.
My older antique automobile is like all metal. There's hardly any plastic on it. My newer antique is from the 70s, and it's loaded with plastic. And some of the plastic kind of became brittle and fell apart. Well, thanks to the wonderful world of the internet, I found new pieces that were dark, and I needed to have them white.
Dark as in scary?
Dark as in just, I don't even know what the color is. It was kind of like... If you tried to paint grapes black, it would be this color.
Oh,
and it just Concord grapes. Okay. It was a very strange color. And I went across to Paint and Hardware there. Our man Dan across the street. He hooked me up with blossom white satin paint.
Here's my question.
And I
for
painted
you.
Several coats of that stuff without
worked.
The primer. Yeah, I'm gonna put it on today if it's not 4 million degrees when
Here's
I go outside.
Here's my question
later.
For you, maybe Dan or anyone that sells paints and all. The paint and primer in one, how does the primer know that it's supposed to go on first and then the paint follows and affixes itself
never
to the primer?
Never question space-age polymers.
No, seriously.
It just is. It's a technological advancement that is beyond your feeble capabilities.
I know the one doesn't go on before the other, whatever, but honestly, how does it work like that? It's like... I don't get how
it
works.
It's all I know is that it works. I don't know how.
It worked well?
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done three coats, and I'm going to put the pieces on today. And I kind of matched them up last night in my boredom. And I decided, all right, another coat, brought them back inside, did another coat, and I'll put them on today.
All right, good.
Oh, I love that stuff. Are you kidding?
He does anything on his car, it makes him so happy.
If I could pull it off without dropping the screws onto the gravel and not finding them, it's a good day.
Now, here's the difference between you and I. You just spoke about how wonderful all of that is. I'm not sure, honestly, if I have washed the van in the last 2 years.
Probably not.
Honestly.
But nobody is going to say 25 years from now, or even now, because the first minivans came out in the mid-80s.
Yeah, I'm entering it in the next antique auto.
No, there's no minivans at the antique auto show.
Well, someday there will be.
No, they are the scourge of existence for us collectors.
But won't they be someday?
No. You hardly even see the older vans that were around in the 60s and 70s. You'll get the occasional oddball that has like maybe half a pickup truck on it, and you go, oh, that's bizarre. That belongs here. We like the bizarre. But the average everyday mundane minivan, and besides, you're missing that hubcap.
I know.
So,
Find me one on the internet that doesn't cost over $80.
You've heard of salvage yards, haven't you?
Yeah, I know, but I've called a couple.
Yeah.
And they don't seem to have them. I'm not paying $80 for a damn hubcap. You know what I mean? Someone stole it from me.
Yeah.
I'm assuming, or it went flying off on the road that I didn't realize.
I'll go with that one.
Okay, but here's the thing.
Because I've ridden with you.
Right, but
and I want to bring up a certain Oneana thing where you decided to make a right turn.
I didn't know off the shoulder was that deep.
And just about rip the tire off the rim.
Lucky you were there.
Yeah,
to change the tire.
Well, I would have wound up there anyway because I would have got a frantic phone call. Saying, Rob, I got a flat tire in Oneana. Can you come get me?
And I could have lied about how someone veered into me
and
I had
you
to
wouldn't
go.
Have told, you would have left those details out conveniently.
But listen, back to the minivan for a second. The one thing I have to say about minivans, for collectors, yes. For me, it has been the most wonderful vehicle
absolutely.
In the history of mankind because... Every sport known to man is in the back of that minivan. There's a soccer ball. There's a racquetball racket.
They definitely have their purpose.
It's all there.
People have bought millions of them.
Yeah.
I had one. I had one back in my family man days. I had one.
People say, hey, I don't know how we're all going to get there. Oh, I can tell you I can seat 7 comfortably. What they're there for.
I can seat 4 uncomfortably.
You could take
in the 76 because it's the old. Now you got to remember this as a kid, right? The 2-door with moving the seat up and climbing in the back.
Oh, hated that.
My daughter hates that.
Oh, it's awful. Does the seat go fold?
Toward the
front?
Seat folds forward and you got to climb in.
You hit your head.
And I have lovely deep pile shag carpeting, dark blue.
Man.
Now, if I could figure out a way to put up wood paneling in there, it would work out perfectly.
Okay. All right. Well, I was going to come in and talk to you about facts about George Washington and Abraham Lincoln.
Yeah, I think we've plumb run out of time.
We haven't, I don't think either one of them have driven minivans.
No.
In their day.
No. Out on a limb here and say that they did not.
Okay.
I'm thinking horse and buggy. And if maybe the buggy had
them paneling.
Yeah, well, maybe if it was shaped like the current minivans, with that, what do they call that big thing that was on the top?
The big thing on the top.
Yeah, when they all moved out west to Montana.
About.
What is that called?
The big thing on the top.
I think it's called an armoire.
No, it's called the hood.
I think they call it the great room on wheels.
The great room on wheels. Top of the tent.
Yeah.
All right.
The tent top.
I got to go.
Cake top. I don't know.
I got to go. I've
top
got things to do. I'm a busy man.
Yeah, that's what you keep telling me. Yet I see you in the office all day long on your cell phone trying to play video games on it. Yeah, you don't fool me. And while he's gone, I'm going to put wood paneling up on his office and see if he notices. 79 degrees, Rob Ray in the morning here at CDO.